नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम्। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 26। यै श्रद्धया बर्हिषि भागशो हवेर् निरुक्तमिष्टं विधिमन्त्रवस्तुता एका प्रतन्नामभिराहुतो मुदा गृणाति पूर्णा स्वयमाशिषं प्रभु। यै श्रद्धया बर्हिषि भागशो हवे निरुक्तमिष्टं विधिमन्त्रवस्तुतः एका प्रतन्नामभिराहुतो मुदा गृणाति पूर्णा स्वयमाशिषं प्रभु। यै श्रद्धया बर्हिषि भागशो हवे निरुक्तमिष्टं विधिमन्त्रवस्तुतः एका प्रतन्नामभिराहुतो मुदा गृणाति पूर्णा स्वयमाशिषं प्रभु। यै श्रद्धया बर्हिषि भागशो हवेर् निरुक्तमिष्टं विधिमन्त्रवस्तुतः एका प्रतन्नामभिराहुतो मुदा गृणाति पूर्णा स्वयमाशिषं प्रभु। श्रद्धया बर्हिषि भागशो हवे निरुक्तमिष्टं यदि मन्त्रवस्तुतः एका प्रतन्नामभिराहुतो मुदा गृणाति पूर्णा बर्हिषि भागशो हवे निरुक्तमिष्टं विधिमन्त्रवस्तुतः एका प्रतन्नामभिराहुतो मुदा गृणाति पूर्णा स्वयमाशिषं प्रभु। ಯೈ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಬರ್ಹಿಷಿ ಭಾಗ ಶೋಹವೇರ್ ನಿರುಕ್ತಮಿಷ್ಟಂ ವಿಧಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಸ್ತುತಃ ಏಕಃ ಪ್ರೀತಂ ನಾಮ ಭಿರಾಹುತಂ ತ್ರಿಪುರಂ. ನಿರುಕ್ತಮಿಷ್ಟಂ ವಿಧಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಸ್ತುತಃ ಏಕಕೃತಂ ನಾಮ ವಿರಾಹುತೋ ಮುದಾ ಕ್ರೀಡಾತಿ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಸ್ವಯಮಾಶಿಷಂ ಪ್ರಭು. ಮಾತಾಜಿ kindly repeat. Yai, by whom the inhabitants of Bharatvarsh, Shraddhaya, faith and confidence, Barhishi, in the performance of Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, Bhagashah, by division, Havi, oblations, Niruptam, offered, ishtam, to the desired deity, vidhi, by the proper method, mantra, by reciting mantras, vastutah, with the proper ingredients, ekah, that one supreme personality of Godhead, prithak, separate, namabhi, by names, ahuta, called, muda, with great happiness, granati, he accepts, purna, the supreme lord, who is full in himself, swayam, personally, ashisham, of all benedictions, prabhu, the best hour. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In India, Bharatvarsh, there are many worshippers of the demigods, the various officials appointed by the Supreme Lord, such as Indra, Chandra and Surya, all of whom are worshipped differently. The worshippers offer the demigods their oblations. Considering the demigods part and parcel of the whole, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts these offerings and gradually raises the worshippers to the real standard of devotional service by fulfilling their desires and aspirations. Because the Lord is complete, He offers the worshippers the benedictions they desire, even if they worship only a part of His transcendental body. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Lord Krishna says, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantyananya manaso jyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Mahatmas, advanced devotees, worship only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others, however, who are also sometimes called as Mahatmas, worship the Lord as Ekatvena Prithaktvena. In other words, they may accept the demigods as different parts of Krishna and worship them for various benedictions. Although the devotees of the demigods thus achieve the desired results offered by Krishna, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as Ratajnana, not very intelligent. Krishna does not desire to be worshipped indirectly through the different parts of his body. Krishna wants direct devotional worship. Therefore, a devotee who directly worships Lord Krishna through staunch devotional service, as recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param, is very quickly elevated to the transcendental position. Nevertheless, devotees who worship the demigods, the different parts of the Lord, receive the benedictions they desire because the Lord is the original master of all benedictions. If anyone wants a particular benediction, for the Lord to award it is not at all difficult. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this verse is in connection with the previous verse. I think previous verse happened yesterday, and previous verse was speaking about how a birth in Bharatvarsh offers the proper land and circumstances in which one can execute devotional service, which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharatvarsha with clear sensory organs with which to execute Sankirtan Yajna, but in spite of this opportunity, he does not take to devotional service, he is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds that are careless, and therefore again bound by a hunter. So this verse is again continuing the glories of those who are born in Bharatvarsha. And Yai Shraddhaya. Yai Shraddhaya, by those whom Shraddhaya, with faith, Barhishi. Barhishi means, Barhis means fire, Agni. And Barhishi means in fire. Bhagasho. Bhagasho means different parts. Havihi. Havi means that which is offered, the offerings in the yajna. Niruptam. Ishtam. These are offered vidhi mantra vastutah, by the divisions of vidhi, mantra and vastu. Vidhi means rules, mantra means different chants, and vastutah, different objects of offering. These are divided. But ekah prithan nam abhir ahuto, that they are offered to the one, ekah, but prithan nam abhir, he who is worshipped by different names. This is just another way of saying what is said in the Upanishads. Eko sat vipra bahudha vadanti. This absolute truth is one, but is known by the learned sages in different names. Ahuto muda agranati. He accepts with great joy. Muda. Muda agranati. Purnaha, because he is complete. We have read in the invocation mantra of Ishopanishad, Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. Purnam Adah, he is complete. Purnam Idam, this world is complete. Purnat, from that complete, Purnam Udachate, this complete has come about. Purnasya, from that complete, Purnam Adaya, this complete having been come out, Purnam Eva Avashishyate, that complete remains complete. He doesn't get subtracted. Swayam Ashisham Prabhu. Okay. He is himself capable of bestowing all the benedictions. In one of the books which Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan has written, he has written about the followers of the Vedas. In India, broadly, people can be classified in two types. One is those who are called as Astik, and one is those who are called as Nastik. The traditional definition is Astik are those people who say that we have faith in the Vedas. Is the primary criteria for saying that you are Astik or a believer. Or Nastik or heretic means one who has no faith in the Vedas. Lord Buddha, when he came, he had come with a special purpose. His purpose was to deny the Vedas. He said, I don't believe in the Vedas.
therefore throughout India, everywhere, all the incarnations of the Lord are worshipped except for Lord Buddha, because he has decried the Vedic faith, and therefore Buddhism is known as atheistic religion. It is Nastic, it is not Astic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said Bauddha haila Nastic. This Buddhist means they are atheistic. So Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan says that Vedam tadvachyam paresham. Vedas and their all the sentences, all the mantras written in Vedas are transcendental. Durdhiyo nastika na manyante. But those who are of low intelligence, those whose intelligence is distorted, na manyate, they don't accept the Vedas. Kechitcha astika bhasaha. Some are there who are somewhat believers. Samashrayanti. They take shelter of the Vedas. Ardha kukkutiyam. But like the ardha kukkutinyaya. They take only those parts of the Vedas which are favorable to their particular agenda. Rest of the part of the Vedas they reject. From time immemorial, anyone who, in India who wants to say that I am an Astic, they have to show that I believe in the Vedas. The first thing is that even as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to say very firmly that yes, we believe that the Vedas are eternal. Otherwise, there is no meaning to saying Nigama Kalpataro or Galitam Phalam, because Nigam means Vedas. If we say that Srimad Bhagavatam is eternal, and if we say Nigama Kalpataro or Galitam Phalam, so Nigama means Vedas. So the Vedas are the original sound vibrations. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedayo vedanta krit veda vidaiva chaham. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedayo. Through all the Vedas I am to be known. Vedanta krit, I am also the composer of the Vedanta. Veda vit eva chaham, and I am the person who truly knows the Vedas. Nobody else. Sridhar Swami says, Ahu Bharatvasinam Bhagyam Ityahu. Now the great good fortune of the Bharatvasis is being described. Agnaye jushtam nirvapami, Indraya jushtam nirvapami. These followers of Bharatvarsha, everywhere you go, they are doing these yajnas and they are chanting these mantras. Agnaye jushtam nirvapami, I offer these offerings for Agni, I offer these offerings for Indra, so on and so forth. Bhagasho niruptam prithakritam, they are offering separately. Katham, for what purpose? Vidhina prakarena mantrena cha. Because they are divided according to vidhi, or according to mantra, according to vastu. Devatam uddishya tyaktam. And for these demigods, they keep these offerings and they are offering to the demigods. Ashisham Prabhu Swayam Purno Pihari. And but the Supreme Lord, he accepts it, because the demigods, they are his different parts and parcels. Therefore they are accepted by the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord bestows benedictions on them. But there is a difference. There are those who offer these offerings by considering the demigods as independent of the Lord, and there are those who offer these offerings by considering the demigods as part and parcels of the Lord. Previously, many kings such as Bharat Maharaj, they have also done these sacrifices which are prescribed in the Vedas. But it's clearly mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that they have done so by considering the various demigods as parts of the body of the Supreme Lord. When somebody does like that, they are eligible for achieving liberation. But when somebody doesn't do like that, when somebody considers the demigods as independent, then they are not able to achieve liberation, which is the goal of traditional Vedic culture. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Is the goal of traditional Vedic culture is to achieve Moksha. Do we perform Yajna in Kali Yuga? The answer is both yes and no. Yes? Okay. The answer is yes. Yajna, in the traditional sense, like offering oblations in fire for different demigods, that is not exactly possible in Kali Yuga. We all remember, this is a very famous incident given in Srimad Bhagavatam, that when the sacrifice was being offered for having someone who will kill Indra, by mispronunciation in one of the syllables, a personality who would be killed by Indra is born. In chanting of the mantras, it's very important to take care even of the pitch, even of the syllables which are being chanted. When we perform yajna, we protect it on both sides by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In Kali Yuga, we are not supposed to consider ourselves those Brahmin priests who were doing yajnas in Treta Yuga. That is not possible. Jiva Goswami says clearly, it's not possible. Firstly, because not much of the original Vedas is what is found today. Secondly, because there's so many interpretations of that one Veda. So many interpretations, and none of the interpretation matches with any other. Not even remotely. Completely different interpretations. So it's not possible nowadays, Jiva Goswami says, to have one good devotional meaning out of the Vedas. And nobody has commented upon it like that. Therefore, it's not possible. But we still perform yajna, which is called as Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, there is one very important term, Barhishi. Barhish means Agni, fire. And Barhishi means in fire. These oblations are offered. And it's the great glory of India that in this particular country, there are personalities who are performing yajnas. In the traditional dictionaries, a total of 34 different names have been given for Agni. 34 different names. It is so important, this Agni, 34 different names have been given. First is the usual name Agni. Second is the name Vahani. Vahani means one who carries. Vah means to carry. So Agni is that which carries the oblations to the demigods. You cannot offer the oblations in water. You can't offer the oblations in air. You have to offer the oblations in fire. So Agni is therefore called as Vahani. Vahani means that which carries. Agni is also called as Viti Hotra. Viti Hotra means, Viti means Yajna, and Hotra means one of the priests. So Agni is also one of the priests, because he on your behalf transfers the oblations to the demigods. Agni is also called as Dhananjay, because through Agni we can win material comforts in the form of dhana, because one performs Vedic yajnas for getting rich, or for, so there are many Vedic yajnas which one can perform for becoming prosperous. Agni is also called as Kripit Yoni. Kripit means stomach, and the stomach is sustained not because of water, stomach is sustained because of fire. Agni is also called as Jwalan, because it burns anything which comes in contact with it. Agni is also called as Jat Veda, because it is through Agni that one can learn the Vedas. Without Agni, there is no question of learning the Vedas. Agni is also called as Tanun Apat, because Agni burns on wood. Wood is the body of Agni, but Agni never does not preserve its own body. Agni destroys its own body. Agni destroys wood, which is its own body. Therefore, it doesn't preserve its own body. Tanun Apat, it doesn't preserve. Tanu means body. Agni is also called as Barhis. This Barhis word, there is no explanation available today. It's a very ancient word, and this most ancient word has been used in Srimad Bhagavatam. Agni is also called as Krishna Vartma. Vartma means smoke, because it produces a smoke of Krishna Varna. Krishna Varna means black colored. Therefore, it is called as Krishna Vartma. Agni is also called as Shochishkesh, because Agni has these different flames which are compared to its hair. Okay? Sometimes they are compared to its tongues. So Shochish means flames and Kesh means hair. Agni is also called as Pavak. Pavak means, I think this word is used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapo na lo vayu. No, that is Nainam chindanti shastran nainam dahati pavakaha. So pavak means that which purifies. There are many more, I'll just speak the names. Anal. Anal is also used in Bhagavad Gita. Lohitashva. Lohit means red colored, and Ashva means horses. So this Agni demigod, he is having horses which are of reddish color, burning red color, Lohit Ashva. Agni is also called as Vayu Sakha, because without Vayu there is no Agni. Agni is also called as Shikhavan. It has these different Shikhas. Shikha means these different flames. Agni is called as Hutabhuk. Hutabhuk means he who devours the offerings given to it. Most importantly, Agni is called as Sapt Archihi. It has seven flames. It traditionally in, especially in the Mundak Upanishad, it is the names of these seven flames are given. And these names are given in the Mundak Upanishad as Kali, Karali, Manojava, Sulohita, Sudhumra Varna, Sphulingini and Vishwaruchi. So why am I speaking this? Because these seven flames are very important for us. In Kali Yuga we are supposed to perform Sankirtan Yajna. And every morning we come together and we are chanting this. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvapanam sreyo kairava chandrika vitaranam വിദ്യാവധു ജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുദിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദം പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മസ്നപനം പരം വിജയതേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം. ദീസ് ആർ ദ സെവൻ ഫ്ലെയിംസ് ഓഫ് സങ്കീർത്തൻ യജ്ഞ. ചേതോ ദർപ്പണമാർജനം ഭവമഹാദാവാഗ്നി നിർവാപണം ശ്രേയോ കൈരവ ചന്ദ്രികാ വിതരണം വിദ്യാവധു ജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുദിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദം പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മസ്നപനം പരം വിജയതേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം. By keeping these in mind, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has spoken this shloka. These are the seven flames of the Sankirtan Yajna. And all these seven are not present in the traditional Vaidik Yajna. And therefore the importance of Sankirtan Yajna over a Vaidik Yajna. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It cleanses the heart of all material contaminations. Whereas a Vaidik Yajna may further implicate you in material desires. Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam. It extinguishes the great fire of material existence, which a Vaidik Yajna may not be able to do. Shreyo Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. It gives the moon-like rays of Shreyas, the ultimate benefit. Whereas Vaidik Yajna is meant for Preya. Immediate benefit. Vidyavadhu Jeevanam. Therefore, it is the very life of Vidya, who is a Vadhu. Vadhu means bride. Anandambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. At every step, it is increasing your happiness. In Vaidik Yajna, there are many difficulties. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages at Naimisharanya say, our bodies have become blackened by performing yajna. And so we want to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. We are tired. And this Anandam Budhi Vardhanam, it keeps on increasing till Purnamrita Swadhanam, until you have tasted complete nectar. And Sarvatmasnapanam, everybody is thoroughly cleansed. In a Vaidik Yajna, only the performer is cleansed. But here, Sarvatmasnapanam, those who are listening to it also, they are fully cleansed, Sankirtan. Therefore, Param Vijayate. This is also important. Because amongst the traditional Brahmins, there was a saying, Vijayate Vaidiko Dharma. Let there be victory of Vaidik Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let the ultimate victory be of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Is it that those who are devotees of the Lord, they do not offer obeisances to, or they do not worship the other demigods? Yes, they sometimes do. It is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Prahlad Maharaj, 7:10:32. Tatah sampujya shirasa vavande parameshthinam bhavam prajapatin devan prarado bhagavat kalah. Prahlad Maharaj then worshipped and offered prayers to all the demigods, such as Brahma, Shiva, and the Prajapatis, who are all parts of the Lord. So, Prahlad Maharaj worshipped these demigods, but it said very clearly, Bhagavat Kala. He considered them as parts or limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who worships otherwise, one who worships by considering the demigods as independent of the Lord. For them, Krishna has spoken in Bhagavad Gita, Yepyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddhayanvita tepi mameva kaunteya yajantya vidhipurvakam. Yepyanya devata bhakta, those who are worshippers of other demigods, yajante shraddhayanvita, and they worship them with faith, tepi mameva kaunteya, they worship me alone, yajantya vidhipurvakam, they worship me but avidhipurvakam, this is not vidhipurvak. Sridhar Swami says avidhipurvakam means it does not lead to moksha, it leads to repeated cycles of birth and death. Aham hi sarva yajyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha na tu mam abhijanati tatvena tascavantite. Aham cha sarva yajyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. I am the enjoyer and master, prabhureva cha, of all the yajyas. Na tu mam abhijananti, those who don't know me, tatvena, by tatva vichar, chavantite, they fall. They have to repeat their cycle of birth and death. So now that we are here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Yagya, it's our prime duty to understand tatvena, through tatva. This shloka is saying, it is speaking about the glories of those who are born in Bharatvarsh. Nowadays, some people are of the opinion that not much difference is remaining between Bharatvarsh and other Varshas, because everything is almost the same. But still there is a big difference, because the mentality of Indian people is still to a large extent rooted back in Vedic culture. It is the speciality. Understanding truths regarding the Supreme Lord is something which can come naturally to those who are born in India, which can come very naturally to those who are born in India. Those who are born in the West, they are dictating the world regarding how the technology should be there. We are constructing our roads, we are constructing our railway systems, we are constructing everything, not because there is somebody who is writing books about these in India, because there are people who are writing books about it in the Western countries. For them that is the perfection of their life, and then they are doing paropkar. But for us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, janma sartha kari kara paropkar. But how is our life perfected? Because we are naturally, we have a certain advantage as far as understanding the traditional Vedic literatures is concerned. Understanding, not only superficial understanding, but understanding from all points of view, is called as mimamsa, investigation. Understanding from all points of view, and then reaching a conclusion. If we don't study properly, if we don't apply properly, first we should study. Srila Prabhupada, one of the things which he would say is that my main complaint is that my disciples don't read my books. One time Srila Prabhupada also said, why do you think I have published so many books? To do some sort of a business of publishing or book selling? The main thing is that we should read these books. If we are not reading these books, especially after having taken birth in Bharatvarsh, then like the previous shloka says, we are like those birds who are careless and therefore again caught by the hunter. So many literatures, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they should be understood in tattva. If we don't understand in tattva, if we don't understand who is Krishna, there are so many tattvas. First is Guru Tattva. Second is Guru Tattva means who is Guru, what are qualifications of a bona fide Guru, what are qualifications of a bona fide disciple. This is Guru Tattva. This is the first thing any person who is new in spiritual life, the first step in spiritual life is Guru Sharan, or to accept the shelter of a Guru. This is the first step in spiritual life. But before that, they should be taught what is the Guru Lakshan. All the acharyas have given. Like we have also published one book, Spiritual Master and the Disciple. I think, Spiritual Master and Disciple. So, Guru Tattva, Shishya Tattva. Then, those who are initiated, those who have a relationship with Lord, active relationship, they can also understand Bhagavat Tattva, that who is the Supreme Lord, what are His manifestations. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yajjyanam Advayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan Eti Shabdate. These are the different manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Bhagavat Tattva, understanding all of them. What is Brahma? What is Paramatma? And what is Bhagavan? Then all, after understanding Bhagavat Tattva, then to understand Bhagavat Shakti Tattva, His energies, how they are different from Him, how they are controlled by Him. Then to understand Naam Tattva, what is the name, what is the name of the Lord? Is it just the syllables? By assembling together some syllables, what difference does it make? What's the difference between utterance of a few syllables and the holy name of the Lord? Naam Tattva. Then Prem Tattva. What is Krishna Prem? What is the means of achieving it? What are the activities which are performed after achieving it? These are all the tattvas, and we should understand all these things according to tattva. And it is advantageous because we have taken birth in Bharatvarsh.
Pratame narjita vidya, dvitiye narjitam dhanam, tritiye narjitam punyam, chaturthe kim karishyati. Pratame narjita vidya.
In the first phase of life, first 25 years, I did not achieve any knowledge. Dvitiye narjitam dhanam. In the second phase of life, I did not achieve any wealth. Tritiye narjitam punyam. In the third phase of life, I did not accumulate any piety. Chaturthe kim karishyati. And fourth phase of life, what will you do? Therefore, it's very important. Modern society has made a propaganda of ridiculing God consciousness. They have made it a propaganda. They have flipped their sleeves and they have made a determined effort that we will debunk everything that is connected with God. It's very surprising, but in the last 5 years, almost half of Europe has become atheistic. I will say the name. His name is Richard Dawkins. This one person has made half of Europe atheist in the last 5 years. He has written one book. It is called The God Delusion. The God Delusion. But let me assure you that even the best argument given in his books doesn't stand any chance in front of any person who has taken Indian philosophy seriously. The only thing is that there is no expounder available today who can defeat his arguments. There is nobody who has studied it who can defeat his arguments. And very soon it will come to India. And there is many associations are there. One of them is called as Indian Rationalist Association. So we don't believe in anything which we are not seeing, which we are not observing. So many have already come up in India, and it will grow. Of course, Krishna will make some arrangement, because the situation is entirely controlled by Krishna. But we, as instruments, we should learn more and more, so that in our own mind, we should be convinced. If we are not convinced in our own mind, then we will drown in the ocean of doubts. Swapakshan parapakshamscha nisheshenana vedayah sa svayam samshayambodau nimajjamstarayet katham. Swapakshan, one who does not understand his own philosophy, parapakshamscha, does not understand correctly the opposite person's philosophy, nisheshenana vedayah, one who does not understand these two properly, sa svayam samshayam bodhav, he is himself drowned in the ocean of doubts. Nimajams, drowned, tarayet katham, how will he rescue other people? Before coming to America, Srila Prabhupada spent 6 years in Vrindavan. Doing what? He was praying for the mercy of his spiritual master, the six Goswamis, and simultaneously he was preparing himself, studying the works of the previous acharyas. Especially Srila Prabhupada studied Govind Bhashya of Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, he has dedicated the Bhagavad Gita to Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan, who so very nicely wrote the Govind Bhashya, which means Srila Prabhupada has deep appreciation for Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan's Govind Bhashya. We should study. What is this Vedanta Sutra? What is the method of studying Vedanta Sutra? When we understand these things, it will become very clear. Because Western philosophy is out there to confuse you. They have made up their minds. If we can't defeat them, at least we'll confuse them enough that they'll not believe in their own philosophy. They have made up their minds. That is the good thing about them. They are very clear about what they want. That is also what is good about Srila Prabhupada. He was very clear about what he wanted. He was clear. But the problem is with those who are not clear. We should make up our minds what we want. Vishayo samshayaschaiva purva pakshastathottaram nirnayascheti siddhantam shastre dhikaranam smritam. In Western countries they have no system of dialogue, no system of understanding the truth. Whereas we in Vedanta Sutra we have vishayo, first the topic, samshayaschaiva, then the doubt about it, purva paksha, then the first party, tathottaram, then the second party, then they will debate, nirnayas, then the final conclusion will be reached by a neutral party, cheti siddhanta, and the siddhanta will be established, shastre adhikaranam smritam. This is how shastra is to be studied. Otherwise you will keep debating on one topic for thousands of years and there will be no conclusion. So again, emphasizing on the point that we should read very well, especially in light of these shlokas, the previous shloka which was done yesterday, this shloka which is done today, and next two shlokas which will mark the end of the chapter.
These are all describing the great good fortune of those who are born in Bharatvarsh. We have the chance and the ability to understand. This is a great nation. Who are the grammarians in India? Panini, Patanjali. Who are the Vaidyas? Charak, Sushrut, Vagbhat. Who are the philosophers? Kapil, Gautam, Kanad. Their philosophies are written in such a way that no proper English translation is possible. There is no proper English translation has yet been done. They have spoken the philosophies in such a way. There are no words existing to translate this. So, janma sarthak kari kara paropka. This is the main theme. We should make up our minds and preach. All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki nitai gaur premanande. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. Puji, you mentioned that Sankirtana Yajna is the only hope. I mean, that is also prescribed for this yuga. But we all have also heard that in other yugas, like Treta Yuga, Yajna was prescribed method. So, can you please mention what kind of Yajna was that? Well, according to my understanding, it was also Vedic sacrifice? No?
In Treta Yuga, the Yajna is Vedic Yajna. These yajnas are Ashwamedh yajna, or these yajnas are other yajnas like offering Pitru yajna, Dev yajna, Bhut yajna. These are called as Panchamaha yajna. Every grahastha is supposed to perform this Panchamaha yajna. Why? Because it is said for grihasthas, they are constantly committing five types of sinful activities. One is because they are sweeping their homes. They are throwing water, they are cooking. So there are different types of sinful activities which the grihasthas are especially constantly performing. All living entities are performing. Therefore, all living entities, in order to get rid of that and also to have a connection with the Supreme Lord, in order to understand the Supreme Truth, they have to perform yajna, Vedic yajna. But that is done by considering the various demigods to be part and parcel of the Supreme Lord.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. You said that Nastik is the one who doesn't believe in Vedas. Likewise, we have Christians in India and Muslims in India, though they are converted. But they don't believe in Vedas, but they are spiritual as per their own terms.
Right.
How do we interpret this?
We encourage them, definitely, and we don't go and say directly on their face, you are nasty. But in our heart we know that those who don't accept the Vedas, because one of the characteristics of the Vedas is that it is not composed by any mortal being. Therefore it is called as apaurusheya. Purush means human being. Apurush, apaurusheya means not written by human being. The Vedas is not written by human being. There are many examples which you can show in the Quran or in the Bible to show that they are not apaurusheya. Like the Quran, very much it begins with this Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful. But why would Allah say in the name of Allah? It means that somebody has composed it. In the very first, in Christianity also, our Father, thou art in heaven. It's not written by the Father. It is written by somebody who is an earthly follower of the But in the Vedas, what is the first? First is Rig Veda. What is the first sukta of Rig Veda? Om Agnim Ide Purohitam Yajyasya Devam Ritvijam Hotaram Ratnadhatamam Agni Purve Bhir Rashibhir Idayo. There is no such thing, so and so uvacha. First word is Agni in the Vedas. I worship Agni, Agni Mide, Purohitam, because he is my priest, my first priest. Devasya Yajyam Ritvijam, he is the Ritvik, Ritvik means priest, of the Deva Yajna. This is one interpretation. Okay. I don't want to interpret the Vedas. But this is the standard interpretation which is given to us. So it is not spoken by anything. Apaurushaya. Try to find a date. Not possible. Vedas are there. But the grammar to understand the Vedas is lost. Even the latest grammarian Panini doesn't have the required sutras to explain the Vedas. Doesn't have. His sutras are 4000 sutras. Previous to that was Indra had written sutras. 1 lakh sutras. Of understanding only Vyakrana. This is called as Vedang. Before understanding Ved, you have to understand the 6 limbs of Veda. Jyotish, Chand, Vyakrana, Kalp, all these things. So, only Vyakrana is 1 lakh sutras. But that was previous Vyakrana. Now not possible. So Lord Shiva mercifully came and he rolled his drum 14 times. And 14 sutras came out and they were given to Panini. And Panini, on the basis of these 14 sutras, he wrote 4000 sutras, which is today called as Ashtadhyayi, in 8 chapters. The 4000 sutras. Enough for understanding classical Sanskrit, not so much for understanding Vedic Sanskrit. In the Vedas, there are 3 different types of swara. Udatta, high pitch. Anudatta, low pitch. Swarit, medium pitch. Only this is known. Patanjali says before that there were 14 different types of swaras. Now they are lost. When it is lost, what can you do? You can't get it back. But it is the Vedas are the original sound vibrations.
Hare Krishna, it's a very refreshing class and we would like to have more of you in future. In Krishna came to establish principles of righteousness, dharma sapna. But if we see the after his departure, only the non-Vedic religion, 3 in the West and 3 in the East. Like Sikhism, Jainism, Buddhism in East.
Right.
And Judaism, Christianity and Islam.
Right.
Were introduced and flourished.
Right.
And today if we put together all of their, its majority, and a Vedic religion or Vaishnava religion is like a tiny minority. So the purpose of Supreme God to establish His way of doing things is a drowning means it is drowned and other things flourished.
Right.
And so, today also they are flourishing.
Yes, very.
In Russia there was no religion,
right.
But Islam has made a very big entry there.
Yes.
So the so-called pseudo-religions are flourishing.
Yes.
Why so?
Very nice, because we were, yesterday was Sunday and we were discussing about Bhishma Stuti. Do I have time, Prabhuji? We were discussing about Bhishma Stuti. And what happened to the Pandavas at the end of Dwapar Yuga is their entire family slaughtered, their children slaughtered, everybody slaughtered except for Parikshit Maharaj. And that happened in the presence of Krishna. In the live presence of Krishna, it has all happened. And then the Pandavas go to Bhishma Pitama. And Bhishma Pitama says, Sarvam Kala Kritam Manye. Don't think that, Kaal will always favor you. Don't think like that. Kal will always favor, because I am a devotee, Kal should favor me. Because I am a devotee of the Lord, Krishna should always favor me. Samoham sarva bhuteshu, na me dveshyasti na priya. I am equal to all the living entities. Not envious to anybody. Not am I more favorable. Is equal. They all have desires. Those who want to spread other religions, they have faith in their desires. Krishna sanctions. If he starts acting only in the favor of devotees, in few days earth will become Vaikuntha. Then there is no meaning of Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. If Krishna only takes the paksh, or he is biased only towards the devotees, within 1 week, दुनिया का कायाकल्प हो जाएगा इसे एक हफ्ते में. But it's not like that. सर्वम कालं कृतम मन्ये, या काल के कोई नहीं जानता. भीष्म पितामह सेज, ना यस्य करिचित राजन पुमान वेद विदित्सितम. Nobody knows his movements. And भीष्म पितामह सेड pointing towards Krishna, pointed a finger towards Krishna, ये काल है. Nobody knows his ultimate desires. And if you try to know, the mind of God, muhyanti kavayopihi, even the greatest sages are bewildered. Don't make an attempt, O Yudhishthir, where even more, the greatest sages are bewildered, there you don't make an attempt to try to understand the mind of God. We have one assurance, two assurances. First is that our religion is called Sanatan Dharma, which means that no matter how much anybody tries to vanquish it, it will not be vanquished. And second is that Krishna has given assurance in the Bhagavad Gita that whenever there is a situation of emergency, I will come. Either I'll come or I'll empower somebody. But I'll come in that way. So we, as followers of Sanatana Dharma, our mind should be clear. This is Sanatana Dharma. It will exist forever. It will not be destroyed if I don't take care of it, or it will not be protected if I take care of it. But I have to do my part. Therefore, in the Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Yaksha, Dharmo, dharmo rakshati rakshitah. That religion protects them who protect religion. We should protect. But it's not that religion is dependent on us, that religion is a beggar on our doorstep asking us, please protect me. It's not like that. The duty of protecting religion is in the hands of Lord Krishna. And the job of concealing it in some places is also done by Lord Krishna. Sarvam kala kritam manye. It's not to be understood by those who have common intelligence like myself or, you know. Okay, bro.
Hare Krishna. So, referring to these seven flames, you said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this in mind when he gave this Cheto Darpana Marjana. Can I have a reference of this correct relation?
I remember reading in Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati's Chaitanya Chandramrita, but I'll have to find the exact verse. Because it is Sankirtan Yajna, and I had read it in Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati's Chaitanya Chandramrita, but I did not memorize the verse.
Yeah, if you get it, you can pass it.
Sure, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhuji. Abhuli Prabhu.
The analogy between sacrifice, Yajna, then Shishastakam, very nice.
Thank you.
It is said that this Krishna conscious movement will last for next 10,000 years.
Yes.
So, but that Sanatana Dharma will be still there, am I correct?
Yes. Because Sanatana Dharma will be concealed in Kali Yuga after 10,000 years. But there will still be followers who will try to follow it somehow or other. Because one thing is that a Kalki is supposed to be born in a family of Brahmins. Which means that Krishna will find some way or other to preserve some lineage of Brahmins. And secondly, there are two individuals. Their name is Maru and Devapi. They are responsible for starting the next Satya Yuga. So these individuals are, I think, from the time of Mahabharata. They are still existing on the planet. So Sanatana Dharma exists. At least if you go to the homes of traditional Brahmins, they will have a fierce picture of Lord Parshuram holding the axe, because they are indicating that he is still present. And anybody, he is our representative, Lord Parshuram, who is wielding an axe. Yes, so anybody else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki nitai Gaur Premanande.